Welcome in, everyone, to the Keon Sports Night at the Fights. Tonight, we are at the 2019 Golden Gloves here at beautiful Brook Park Recreation Center. Tonight, we're going to call it Brook Park Arena. Have some fun with it. And the show is underway. Now, the first one of the night here, Sean Tanner Jr. versus La Ne Hitu. And this kid's a machine, let me tell you right now. Saw Ne Hitu warming up. Kid's chiseled out of stone. Just heard announced there, Paul. She'll announce it, La Ne Hitu. Hitu out of the blue corner. Tanner out of the red.
There you go.
Tanner advances quickly. But here comes Hitu. Man, these guys are swinging wild at the start. Plenty of energy to begin. Hitu drives in forward, catches it right to the chin. Tanner down to one knee. It might have been a slip. Let's see how referee Ed King is going to call it. And it's called a slip. Accurately done on that slip. That was definitely not a knockdown. Combination again here. 1-2 for Tanner Jr., who's looking very sharp early. Another exchange. Wrap up. Might have been a shove there out of Tanner Jr. Referee Ed King will warn him. Tanner needs to work that jab right now, or else Hitu might catch him. And I'm telling you right now, if Hitu catches you, you might be going to sleep. Another shove. Have to stop doing that.
Stop. Quit. I'm going to take a point. Stop it.
And very accurately said by the corner. Tanner.
There you go. Do 1-2.
Driving in. Needs that 1-2 combination. Has actually thrown Hitu twice. He can't do that. Needs to stop doing that and use his boxing skills because he's, for the most part, I'd say winning this first round. Again, Vince McKee here with you. Keon Sports. Flying solo tonight without my guy Eli Mooningham and Timmy Fairbanks. So it is by myself. We'll be getting all the sponsors here pretty soon. First fight of the night. And Sean Tanner winning this first round early here. He's been first off the jab. Needs to continue to do that. But Hitu has also looked good. And both these kids showing you why they're in a championship fight. Because they are both looking good. Hitu needs to step in and go forward. Tanner's got him in the corner. Wrapped up. Ed King will step in here any second. Nope. They pull apart.
10 seconds.
1-2. And Sean Tanner. I'm going to give this first round to Tanner Jr. He was lucky not to get a point taken away from him on that throw. Okay, we are back with Keon Sports Night of the Fights Golden Gloves 2019. Back to action we go. Again, it is Sean Tanner in the red.
Straight left, right down
the left. La Ne Hitu in the blue. And Hitu must have had some good words from Brian Gideon and Alice Cooper because he's coming out looking good in the second round. But he just got caught there by Tanner Jr. Both men swinging wildly. Hitu gets caught again. Tanner needs to stay on him right now. He doesn't. Now he's backing up. Good defense there. Good jab by Ne Hitu. Ne Hitu throwing that left out there. Not doing too much with it. That's actually a right. And now Tanner. Good defense there by Tanner. Avoiding the body shots. Both men staring each other down. Stark contrast from the first round where they're both going nuts. Another miss by Hitu.
Take your time. Go on the jab.
Excellent footwork right now by Tanner Jr. He's avoiding these shots. Great job by Tanner Jr. Hitu needs to bring it right now. Needs to bring it. This round is anybody's round, I'll tell you that much. Nice jab there by Hitu.
There you go. Keep jabbing.
Lay Ne Hitu in the corner. Dodging and missing. Wraps up Tanner. Referee Ed King not going to step in. They'll continue. Tanner Jr. now. Nice 1-2 from Tanner Jr. He's looking good here, but he cannot slow down. He's got to come in. There's a nice jab.
Stay up on him.
Beautiful hook. Another beautiful hook.
You smothering your punches, John. You rushing in.
Ne Hitu in the ropes. Tanner got him in the ropes. Couldn't finish him. Still anybody's round. Still anybody's round. Good 1-2 there. Tanner Jr. holding that right hand high, but he needs to uncock it and let it go. Doubling it up perfectly there. Good job there by Tanner. Has to fit. Nice combination there. Hook. almost a straight left, actually, by a two. And that is going to be tough to score. Very tough to score. Good time here to tell you about our first sponsor of the night, Richard Ward with RE/MAX Beyond 2000. Richard Ward is the number one real estate agent worldwide with RE/MAX Beyond 2000. He's your hometown expert. He's a full-time realtor specializing in listed homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies. Whether buying or selling, Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to get the job done. For more information, contact Richard Ward at Richard Ward Realty. That's RichardWardRealty.com. Third and I believe final round underway here. From what I understand, these are three-round fights. Unless something's different, I do not know. And we got Nehatu. Nice hook there by Nehatu. Might be the punch of the night. Another jab catches Tanner coming in. Tanner swing and miss. Wrap up in the ropes. And Nehatu might be down 2 rounds, nothing to Tanner. Not sure what they told him. And let's see here. Early on here, though, got to say, Nehatu is a great in this third round. And we have a delay here as a shoe came unbuckled from what we could tell. Brian Gideon in the corner there going to work, trying to get him wrapped up quickly. And this kind of delay is not good for the fighters. So they are working on it as quickly as possible. Gives Tanner a chance to catch his breath. In my opinion, Tanner's won the first 2 rounds here, but guys, it's been razor close. It could have won either way. Oh, beautiful job there by two. This kid is fighting like a house on fire right now. Another white one there. Nehatu looking great in this third round. Another hook.
Let go, 1-2.
Good job there, angling out of that way though by Tanner, gotta say that. Sean Tanner in the red trunks, white trim. Nehatu, blue trunks, white trim. Third round underway. And I'll tell you, Nehatu, beautiful job in this third round. There, right up in front of you here. Wrapping up, and now is when the gas tank comes into question. Closing moments of the third round coming up. Who wants it more? Ed King calls timeout. And you have to be kidding me. So his shoe came untied again. And it's anybody's ball game right now. This is razor close, I'll say that. Thank you for joining us across the Keon Sports Radio Network. We are sitting ringside. I'm not sure who I bribed to get this seat, but this is unbelievable. All right, here we go again. Third round. Almost done. Hatu charging in.
1-2.
And Sean Tanner Jr. needs to let those hands go. The kid's got reach. He's got length. He needs to use it right now. Badly. Here comes Hatu, who has dominated this third round. Another nice body shot by Hatu. They might not be doing a lot of damage, but he is scoring, and that's what counts at this moment. Another one. Nice jab. He's got him in the corner, but I'm in a bit of a push. Beautiful job with that jab. Oh, you cannot do that. Hooked him again.
Come on, man. All right. What you got?
Have to pour it on right now.
10 seconds
to go. You cannot leave anything in the tank. You got to go right now. Nice job there. Tanner Jr. swung wildly. A two. And 3 rounds in, I believe we are going to the judges. And as this one goes to the judges after 3 rounds, it is going to be very, very close. And if you're looking for a close shave or a haircut, check out Tommy's Barbershop. We'll talk about Tommy's in a second.
Your winner, and now, 123-pound Novice Division Gold Egg Glove Champion, fights out of the red corner.
Sean Tanner Jr. wins it, and they don't announce the scores, I don't think, but I would assume 2 rounds to one. He won that first round and second round, and Nehatu looked incredible in that third round. If Nehatu, I'm sure I'm butchering that name, so I apologize, but if he came out and fought in that first 2 rounds like he did in the third, it wouldn't have been close. That's just one man's opinion, but again, fights that close, that razor thin, honestly, it could have went to the blue corner. No one would have said a word. It was that close. Again, though, we're going to talk to you about Tommy's Barbershop, where you want to go ahead and get your chop. So, again, Tommy's Barbershop. If you want to get your cut where the champ, Nick Dugenayer, gets his, he's actually going to be your barber. Guys, they are the premier place to get your chop. Go where the champ goes, where he cuts as well. Tommy's Barbershop. Tommy's Barbershop. They will chew you right and keep you looking good for any occasion. You can visit them at 5331 Broadview Road in Parma. As well as Great House Cleaning. If you're like me, you got kids out there, your house might get a little messy at times. Now, Great House Cleaning LLC, their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people that hire them are not only satisfied, but wowed by their service. Great House Cleaning offers free estimates. They clean houses weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, and as needed. They also do one-time cleans. They include sheet-changing, bed-making, baseboards, and ceiling fans being dusted, as well as all other normal household cleaning duties. Contact Melissa today. That's Melissa Cusack at 216-375-8460. We're going to head down the ringside for the next bout. All right, up next, out of the red corner, it is going to be Andre Donovan from T County. These guys, it's a great place to train, guys. Some of the best boxers in Ohio come out of T County, I'll tell you right now. His opponent tonight, out of the blue corner, Francis Stewart. And not real familiar with this gym, Bob Davis, all out of BC. All right, Andre Donovan, Francis Stewart, we are underway. Immediate tie up here. Great job out of the break. Again, Donovan in the red, Stewart in the blue. Stewart in the blue, Donovan in the red. Donovan comes into this one, in my book, a solid favorite, but Stewart would not be here if he wasn't that good. So here we go. Nice body shot there by Donovan, trying to set it up. Pumping that jab beautifully is Donovan. Donovan chasing him down. I'm sorry, I screwed that one up. It was actually Stewart advancing. All right, so that was Stewart using his jab beautifully and his length. Donovan looking to land that body shot, did it well there. It's going to be an interesting fight, I can tell already. Both guys very evenly matched. Donovan doing a good job coming forward. Pumping that right hand out there, holding that. There's a good left to the chin. Nice shot there by Donovan. Andre Donovan scoring some points here. Again, goes in it. Nothing. Oh, my goodness. Stewart landed a sharp one, though. Didn't seem to affect Donovan. They said this kid's got a chin of steel. Andre moving forward, though. Did a good job off that shot. Here comes Donovan again. Good jab combination by Stewart, though. This one's going to be tough to score this first round, I'll tell you that. Good job there by Stewart. Here comes back Donovan. 6-1, half a dozen to the other early on in this round. Donovan doing a beautiful job coming forward, pumping that right hand. He's doing a lot of work, but he's got to start landing some points here. Very good body shots by Donovan. Referee calls for the break. Again, guys. Oh, nice shot there. Beautiful shot by Andre Donovan. A payback from earlier in the round. And that might have gave him the round right there, in this announcer's opinion. Here we go again. And if Stewart continues to pump his head out there, it's going to get hit. Donovan charging forward again. Oh, catches another one, though. Good shot there by Stewart. Might have been the back of the head, not called, though. Donovan doing a beautiful job staying tight as he charges forward, not allowing himself to get hit. Another nice shot by Donovan. To the body he goes again. Andre Donovan putting on a bit of a clinic here. Francis Stewart, though, at the same time using his length. And we are about to go to the second round here in a second. A little bit of a mix-up. Nice shot there by Donovan to close the round. Andre Donovan. A good first round.
Big boxing fan.
All right, second round underway. Donovan in the red. Francis Stewart in the blue. And now Stewart looking good early on here. Landing a few jabs. Stewart has to use that size and length. Guess what's good? Donovan charges in like a bull. Another nice job charging in by Donovan, but he can't get hit. He's got to stay tight. Donovan landing those body shots. They will take their toll. This is only a three-round fight. If this was a 10 or a 12, a little bit different story, but still, it's going to score some points for him. Nice shot there. Caught another one to Donovan. Francis Stewart might be down a round, and he's coming out pretty darn good in the second round. Nice shot there by Stewart, but Donovan answers it again. Another shot there by Donovan. To the body he goes. Body, body, body. Three straight. Oh, my goodness. Donovan doing a lot of work to that body, those ribs. Tenderizing Stewart's ribs right now. Andre Donovan looking great tonight. Working that body. And staying tight enough, too, so he doesn't get hit when he charges in. That's a sign of good corner work. So here we go again. But Francis Stewart's game, man. He is game. Stewart using that length beautifully in this round. Donovan is charging in like a bull. And this is one of those fights I wish we had video. You can see his style. He's nice and tight. He's actually using his short size to his advantage because when he comes in, he does not allow himself to get hit. He locks in closely and gets those body blows in there. Another nice good body blow, but he finally... Oh, Jesus. Nice shot there. Overhand left. Lands it by Donovan. And see where we go here. Bit of a tie-up. And you'll notice, guys, on every single tie-up, Donovan does not stop. He continues to work that body. Even on the tie-ups, this kid is getting some points scored. There he goes again. Francis Stewart needs to start using his length way better than he is, but it's tough. When you got a guy charging in at you like Donovan is right now, it's not always that easy. Easier said than done. Francis Stewart on his heels now. Oh, if he would have landed one there, that could have did it. Stewart was on his heels. Donovan could have put him out right there. And they are right in front of me, guys.
Scoring, Brad. Keep him there.
A lot of scoring. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Donovan's. Oh, scoring punches. That's not a knockdown, I don't think. Might have been a. Oh, that's a judgment call there. All right, they're not going to call it a knockdown. If they did, I wouldn't have been shocked. But that's a coin flip. I got to give it to Francis Stewart for hanging in there. This kid's taking a beating right now. I would not want to be his ribs for anything in the world at this point. And from what I can tell, sitting here on my butt, it doesn't look like Donovan's getting tighter in time either. Oh, good push there by Donovan. Oh, my God. It's a slugfest now. Both men swinging wildly. Donovan drills him with a shot. Andre Donovan.
Stay tight. Stay tight.
Again, staying tight and landing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now they're going to pull him apart. Wow. Phenomenal close to the second round by Donovan. Wow. Third and final round brought to you by Game Day Tavern. We'll get to them in a little bit. And an incredible Donovan drills him again. Andre Donovan coming out like a house on fire. Very much has a 2-0 lead in this reporter's opinion. But he is not sitting back and resting on his quarrels by any stretch. Donovan again charging in. Stewart looking to use that jab. Donovan like a bull in a china shop right now. He really wants it. A bit of a tie-up here. We'll see where it goes. Referee going to pull him apart. Donovan up squirrely right now. 2-0. And Stewart has a lot of work to do. Andre Donovan in the red. Stewart in the blue. And right now is when you start to question the gas tank a little bit with as hard as these guys have gone tonight. We will see. Good shot there. Donovan to the head. Back to the body. Back to the head. Andre Donovan looking good. Another left hook there lands, and that's going to be a throwdown, not a knockdown. You do see a lot of that in the amateurs, not on purpose, obviously, but sometimes they get locked in, and a bit of a momentum, bit of a hip twist there. Restarting the action. No, Andre got caught there. Francis Stewart has looked really good in this third round. Got to give it to Stewart, although the first two rounds clearly to Donovan. This particular round, anybody's game. Francis Stewart landing beautifully on those jabs. Stewart goes for the uppercut. Beautiful defense by Donovan. Stewart looking very good in this third round, though. Oh! Catches one the second I said that. Donovan working that body. Wow. Andre Donovan using those body shots to perfection. I've not seen ribs this tender since the rib burn-off of 018, let me tell you. Down to one knee. This should be a knockdown, actually. And both fighters have fought too good right now to get in a dirty fight at this point. Got to keep it clean this late in the third round. Nice job there by Stewart. This is the best Stewart has looked, but it might be far too little, far too late. Donovan just keeps charging. All right. Good job by the ref not getting hooked up in that. Good shot there by Donovan. And this third and final round has to be ending at any second right now. Both fighters with a lot to go. Oh, nice shot there by Stewart. Oh, Lord. Yep. You can hear the corner man, and he is absolutely right. Donovan needs to keep his hands up. He almost got caught twice there. And when you're winning a fight soundly, the last thing you need is a fluke knockout with 20 seconds to go. Not the way you want to go down. Donovan, beautiful job there charging forward. That's what he needs to do. Stewart holding his hand. They don't call it. I don't know what that was about.
And it was a little...
Nice shot. Nice shot. Watch the low blow there.
Let him go, bro.
Oh!
Let him go.
Donovan, another beautiful shot. And both guys. I don't think there's going to be a hug.
Donovan being a...
All right, fight fans, we're back here. And tell you about our next sponsor, Game Day Tavern. If you're looking for a place to celebrate the big game, check out Game Day Tavern in Brook Park, 15119 Snow Road. They offer large flat screens, the hottest bartenders. They are smoking. Drink specials, trivia nights, local bands, open mic night, and everything you'd want in a great tavern, including the wildly popular Queen of Hearts. Now we are being joined by a bit of boxing royalty here by my side, Nick Dujanier.
They're going to go
to ringside for the decision.
Again, one more time around. Outstanding open division boxing. Put your hands together for the two outstanding athletes. Boxing fans, after three action-packed rounds, and your winner, and now advancing to the National Tournament of Champions in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And now, a 123-pound open division champion, fights out of the...
Red Corner, Andre Donovan.
Red Corner!
No doubt about it.
Donovan!
Andre Donovan, on my unofficial scorecard, had that fight won 3-0. Stewart did look good. Hopefully there's a handshake here. I don't know what's going on with that, but... Again, in that third round, Stewart did what he needed to do, but still not nearly enough. So again, to recap it,
hell of a fight.
Kid's got a future. So again, Andre Donovan looking great tonight. Congratulations goes to him. And we are going to take this brief moment here to talk with my main man, Mr. Nick Dujanier. You know his grandson as the champ. Good friend of the show. And how you doing, bud?
Okay, how are you, Vince?
Oh, very good. This is a good night for boxing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the top-notch guys now. All the best of the championship tournament here.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see any runaway wins tonight. It's going to be well-earned.
It should be all good fights. Real competitive.
You know, I see the crowd starting to fill in a little bit, too.
Yeah, we're packed. Standing room only right now, unless you want to... Squeeze in a small spot on the bleacher.
Well, this is definitely a good thing for points, you know?
Yeah.
And as we look a little bit ahead here, as you guys know, Nick Dujanier, the owner of Tommy's Barbershop, a very good friend of mine, he will be fighting 11th tonight against Till Mathis. And what do you guys been working on?
Just mainly top condition, our left hook, right hand.
Already fighting.
Aggressiveness. As long as he's in top shape, he presses the fight.
This
should be all right. They're both 7-0.
This
should be a good fight.
Introducing first, fighting out of the red corner.
All right, guys.
Representing MLK.
We want to go ahead and thank Mr. Dujanier here, a good friend of the show. Somebody I'm honored to call an actual friend, a good man. And we want to thank him.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back for the next fight.
A number of different
we are back. Coming up next, we have Anthony Lichtenberger out of Apex Fight Systems and Corey Pitts of Old Angle. Next fight's brought to you by Cobos Insurance. Cobos Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They're independent agents, so they have lots of companies to find the customers the best rates. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance. They are family-run and have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Again, that is Cobos Insurance. Also, Cleveland Fitness Club. For 21 plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, trucks, courts, and even pools. They truly have something for everyone, and are open 365 days a year. You can visit them today at 6600 West 130th Street in Middlebury Heights. We'll be right back with the next fight. All right, this is one of the marquee matchups of the night right now. Anthony Lichtenberger out of the red, out of Apex in the red. Corey Pitts, old angle. Blue corner, here we go.
Don't wait.
Pitts in the blue, Lichtenberger in the red.
Move that head.
And circling each other.
There we go, move that head.
Pitts with a little bit of a height advantage and size there. Good length there. Oh, it's undercut. And arms are hooked. Referee not going to call just yet.
Slow him down.
Now he separates him. Referee Earl Jewell, smart move there. And back at it again. Pitts in the blue, Lichtenberger in the red.
Cut that ring off on him.
And Pitts slowly stalking forward. Lichtenberger trying to cut the ring off.
Here we go.
Nice long reach there by Lichtenberger. Didn't land, but a good idea. And neither man really jabbing. It's kind of lunging forward here. Have to improve these styles.
Stick on it.
Both guys not doing much of it. Yeah. There's a nice shot landed by Pitts, but then he got caught coming in. Each guy of the
keep the stick on him, man. Stay relaxed.
And referee Earl Jewell stopping it there. Not sure what happened. Restart underway. Pitts and Lichtenberger.
Here we go.
And here's Lichtenberger. Has Pitts in the corner doing some damage. Hooked again. A lot of hooking early on
right
here.
Right back on him.
That needs to stop.
Already.
All right. Corey Pitts.
He already
blue.
Tired, Tony.
Bouncing away. Neither guy for a first round of a fight throwing a lot of punches. Kind of surprised right now.
Double jab.
Don't want to say they're
double
tired this early in, but kind of a lack of action. All right. Lichtenberger trying to use that jab to get positioning. So I'm brought to you by Airport Go-Kart. If you're looking for a fun time with your kids or friends, want some other stuff to warm up, head over to Airport Go-Kart, 16208 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. It's fun for everyone involved. Restart of the action. 10 seconds to go. Not sure how they're going to score this. Corey Pitts there. Ties
him
up.
Come on, Tony. Let's work.
And might give this first round. All right. We will head to the second round. That one too close to call. Not much action at all. Second round under action now. Underway for some action. Brought to you by Fishing Mission Charter Service. We'll get to them in a second. Okay, Lichtenberger in the red, Corey Pitts in the blue. Both guys need to do something this round. Didn't do really anything in the first. There's some good reach there by Pitts. Nice jab pumping in there by Pitts. Good left-handed jab by Pitts. Good there. Straight by Lichtenberger, though. Oh, got caught. All right, Pitts there. Nice jab. And both fighters looking to set up. Nice hook there. Corey Pitts. And this fight is anybody's game right now. Which fighter actually wants it and wants to bring it? What's this going to boil down to? Have to wonder if that delay right before this fight started hurt either guy. You want to imagine they're tired. All right. Nice body shot there by Pitts. Well, Lichtenberger. All right. Tony Lichtenberger looking for the 1-2 to set up the 3.
Here we go.
Nice shot there by Lichtenberger. Putting something together.
This is the same thing.
It's the best I've seen Lichtenberger look early on here. This is the Tony Lichtenberger that got him to this point. Now
on, Tony,
he's doing what it's going to take. He's got that prowl on him. This is the best we've seen Lichtenberger so far. He needs to continue. Don't stop now. Pitts hasn't done much
keep
of anything. Now in the second they said he lands a jab. Hooking up. Wild toss throw there.
Tuck your chin, Tony. Tuck your chin.
Referee Earl Joel pulls him apart to restart him. Again, Keon Sports Media Group, Keon Sports.
Let's go. Let's work.
If you want to be a sponsor, email me, CoachVin14 at yahoo.com.
Throw your hands.
Again, CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. You get a 30-second radio ad during every broadcast. High school football coming up in the fall will be heard and seen by thousands. Trust me, guys, high school football, you're going to want a part of it. The second round will go. Oh, nice shot there. Pitts landed it, but man, oh man, this is not the fight people expected. We go to the third. Here we go. Third round underway on Keon Sports Media Group. www.keonsports.com is the website. Again, www.keonsports.com. If you want to be a sponsor, CoachFan14 at yahoo.com. 30-second commercial. Add your logo on our Facebook page. You are not going to find a better deal for sponsorship than Kia Sports. Third round underway. Good job there by Pitts getting those jabs in. Tony Lichtenberger won that second round. Nice shot there by Lichtenberger. But neither guy really doing a whole lot of anything. There's a nice exchange. Corey Pitts might have got the better of it. And again, Tony Lichtenberger needs to control that pace.
Come on, Tony.
Headlock there, not called.
You gotta work, Tony.
All right.
Gotta work, Tony.
Third round.
Body.
Who wants it more? Tony Lichtenberger swinging wildly, not connecting. Good defensive footwork there by Pitts. And Corey Pitts, both guys look drained. You gotta wonder if that stoppage before this fight did something. Earl Joel trips up a little bit. He's got that ballroom dancing background though, so we'll be okay. Nice shot there by Lichtenberg.
Turn it.
All right. Bit of a hook. Oh, off the tie-up.
Oh, you gotta get that back, Tony.
And I don't know if that's gonna be a point taken away. It could have been.
Get that back, Tony.
As Corey Pitts.
Oh! Here we go.
Finally, some shots. Pitts lands on Lichtenberg. And there should be any ties off that break. They're breaking and punching.
Double it up.
Not the time to get stupid. Third round of a major fight. Want to be careful. All right, both guys are going to finish strong. Corey Pitts has the ropes. Pitts lands again. Corey Pitts, a bit of a tie-up, and the bell. All right. Interesting fight. I don't know how they're going to score it. Very close. I had the second round to Lichtenberg. Definitely second round to Lichtenberg, but we'll see how they score the first and the third when we get back. Alright, we're back here.
First and foremost,
decision time. Anthony Lichtenberger in the red out of Apex. And Corey Pitts on an old angle in the blue.
Three action pack rounds. Your winner and now a 141-pound Novice Division Golden Glove champion fights out of the blue corner, Corey Pitts.
All right, interesting decision by the judges. It will go towards Corey Pitts out of Old Angle. So congratulations, Corey, out of Old Angle. Razor thin decision there against Anthony Lichtenberger.
They look at the head.
This next, brought to you by Fishing Mission Charter Service. Our guy up there in the ring right now, Paul Schild. If you're looking for the best fishing experience of your life, contact Fishing Mission Charter Service at 216-276-5658 or by email at fishingmission@yahoo.com. Paul will surprise to you and your crew with a fun-filled day of fishing at Lake Erie. His 25-foot sport craft is fully loaded with the latest in marine electronics. For your convenience, there's a fresh water sink, marine toilet, well, that's good, live wells, and plenty of storage space. He will provide everything you need for a successful day on the water. Up next, Luke Freshour from Old Angle against Isaiah Brady from Empire. This is a big one, fans. Two quality gyms. Freshour in the red, Brady in the blue. Freshour again in the red, Brady in the blue. And a good exchange in the middle of the ring right now. Both guys coming forward. Brady getting the better of it a little bit. Freshour backpedaling nicely though. We have called a couple of Luke's fights. He is very, very good. You want to keep your eye on this kid. Luke pumping that left-handed jab.
Nice.
Charging
nice.
In. Good job by Luke. Staying tight. Again, Brady throwing a lot of punches, not connecting too many. Good positioning. Another low blow not called.
Double, Luke.
Good positioning right now by Luke when he charges in not to get hit. He stays nice and tight. Good job there by Luke. Bit of a push off by Brady.
Stick it out.
Luke needs to use his reach here. He needs to stick in that jab repeatedly. Nice uppercut there by Freshour. Landing good.
Right up the middle, Luke.
Brady's showing that chin.
Quick one, two.
Luke stalking him forward, doing a good job here as Freshour. Got caught there, though. Brady, a bit of a slip. Luke needs to come forward with that jab. Nice up the middle there.
That jab more, Luke.
Good job there by Luke again. Luke has a beautiful uppercut. If he can land it, it might be Dream Street for Brady.
Ethan with the jab.
Good job there by Brady with the hook. Nice jab.
Be first, Luke. Be first. Be
I'll
first.
Tell you,
first.
Brady throwing a lot of punches, but he's not landing a ton right now. Good shot there by Freshour. Another one. That one landed by Brady, though. Good shot there.
Too slow. Quicker, quicker, Luke.
Freshour seems to be a shade quicker. And good job there by Luke. Nice uppercut by Brady, though. Brady, good hook by Brady. Good body shot by Brady. This is the best he's looked in the first round.
One, two, don't wait.
Luke needs to finish strong here and get this round. There he goes. Good body shots there. Ooh, a hook to the side of the head by Brady. Good shot by Brady. All right, the bell rings in. We go to the second. Round two brought to you by Helene Kia, my guy, Jamie McMullen, James McConville. If you're looking for a new or used car, check out James McConville at Helene Kia at North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Jim is a trusted member of the auto community for over 20 years and will treat you right no matter what your car buying need. Second round underway. Oh, my goodness. Freshour comes charging, gets caught by Brady. I had that first round scored for Luke Freshour, 10-9. Second round begins now. Bit of a cut maybe on the lip. It's hard to see. A lot of guys, man, I'll
busy,
tell you.
Busier, Luke.
Both these guys are looking very busy and very crisp in the second round. Got to give it
work
to Brady.
Work, work, work.
All right, Luke. Good
work,
job. He's done, Jeff. Left-handed jab gets caught. Brady catches him again. Brady catches him again.
Stay
over the shoulder there.
Hook off of that jab.
Isaiah Brady looking a lot better in the second round. Luke's got to wake up here.
Hook off of that jab.
Luke's got to step into this right now. There he is. He's like a bull coming forward. Staying low so he doesn't get hit. Good job there by Luke to charge in and stay tight enough. Here's Freshour. Nice uppercut there by Brady, though. This one is anybody's game in the second round. Both guys look great in this second round. Brady looks a lot better in this. Brady, I should say. Looks a lot better in the second round. As
Luke
dominated the first. It might be Evansville heading into the third if this keeps up. Brady, nice body shot there. Good jab by Luke. Good double jab by Luke. That's what he's got to do.
Again, doubled up.
He can score a ton of points doing that.
Double it up, Luke. Double it up, Luke.
If he's got arms, if he's got that, if he's got stamina on those arms, just pop that jab. Pop that jab if you're Luke.
Jabs, Luke.
Brady's not going to be able to stop that jab if he can just keep popping in it. There you go. That's what he needs to do. Another nice, on the break of a clinch. Good job there by Freshour to catch him. Nice job there. Another hook by Freshour. Good body shot by Beatty. Oh, boy.
Both hands, Luke.
All right. And now we're going to head to the third.
And
this is anybody's ball game.
We have a lot of media folks here in attendance today.
All right, here we go. I have it scored 1-1. First round to Luke. Second round just barely to Beatty.
Don't wait.
You got to go all out this third round. Those first two, very close. And King. Has his hands full in this third round. Referee Ed King. Luke Freshour doing what he needs to do. Got caught with an uppercut there, but hits those body shots.
Both hands, both hands.
Luke needs to use
quick
both hands.
Quick one, two.
Pepper in those jabs as much as he can. That's when he was doing his damage, by peppering in those jabs. There he does it again. Good job
busy,
there by
busy,
Freshour.
Busy.
Needs
busy,
to stay busy. Good job here.
Busy, Luke.
Cannot run out of gas. Third busy. Round. Nice job there by Luke. Beatty continues to go for that uppercut. He hasn't landed it yet. Luke's got to be careful of that uppercut. Beatty gets inside and throws it.
Busy, busy, Luke.
If Luke continues to stay busy, pop that jab, he can win this fight. But he can. There it is. Beautiful job there by Luke.
Let him go.
Body to head combination. Oh, another low blow not seen by Ed King.
Keep him there. Keep him there.
Beatty's might have got away with two of those at this point. And no, I mean, no offense to Ed King, it ain't his fault. It's the angles sometimes. The referee, this is a bad spot. Here we go. Nice shot there by Beatty. Good rebound there by Freshour. Both men won it. 1-1 going into the third. This round appears to be Luke's. Still plenty of time to go. Needs to finish strong. You never know the way a judge is going to see it. You want to stay busy right now. Keep peppering those jabs. Freshour needs to utilize that jab. Third round. Nice job there by Freshour. Lands it cleanly. Good rebound by Beatty. 10 seconds to go. Third round. Luke getting his arm held. Not called. Good job by Luke. Good job by Beatty. Both guys going at it. And that's how it ends. All right, we head to the judges' scorecards. This one is too close to call. I had the first and third round for Fresh Hour, the second round for Beatty. But Beatty, I tell you, man, he was one big uppercut away from ending this fight. I would not want to be a judge for a fight like this. They do not have an easy job. Right, let's talk. Great fight. Let's see where it goes.
Outstanding boxing all night long. Now, boxing fans, your winner, and now a 152-pound novice division Golden Glove champion.
Out of the red corner, Luke Fresh Hour. Called it right. But Isaiah Beatty has nothing at all to be ashamed of. He fought a great fight, guys. A great fight. Not a thing to be ashamed of if you're Isaiah. Okay. Luke Freshhauer, like I said, I had it first and third. I'm guessing the judge headed that way. A great fight there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good job. So Luke Freshhauer advances. All right, we're going to prepare for this next fight. This is a good one. A rematch. If you were there for Fight Night 16 with Ed King back a couple months ago, forgive me on the date, I want to say February, somewhere in February, it was Julia Horton versus Chenzi Zhu. Horton stomped her on that night, absolutely dominated her, but tonight is the rematch. Can Julia do it again, or has Chenzi solved the solution? Has she found it? We will find out. Coming up here shortly in the red corner will be Julia Horton out of Strong Style and Chenzi Zhu. This fight brought to you by Hoosier Hockey. Hey, hockey fans, let us take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, lace, and apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Find them online, www.hoosierhockey.org, or on Amazon. Also, a friend of mine and a great lady, great business owner, Jennifer McGuire, with Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition that has been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle and Mark's. Visit them online at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 387-27 Taylor Parkway, North Ridgeville. As Julia Horton looking to do a repeat performance of Fight Night 16 at Ed King's Gym. We saw this fight, we saw Horton dominating. Can she go 2-for-2 versus Zhu? In the corner, we have the pros with her, Alex Cooper. Doesn't get much better than that to train you, along with Brian Gideon. This is a big night, fans. Up next, Horton versus Zhu. All right, fight fans, welcome back, Keon Sports. This is a rematch, as we've said, of Ed King's Friday Night Fights. A match that Horton absolutely dominated. You remember her, she's a friend of the show. Julia Horton versus Chenzi Zhu. Horton in the red, Zhu in the blue. It's going to be hard for this announcer to remain unbiased, but here we go. Touch glass coming out, and just like the last time, Zhu comes right at her and takes a beating for doing so. Julia Horton swinging wildly. He's got to be careful here.
Keep your range.
She's landing shots, but she's got to slow down a split.
Yeah, on the jab.
Here we go.
Shoot the jab in her upper chest.
Julia Horton did some serious damage there, but a little wild.
Nice.
Good jab there. Another good jab. Good hook. Horton pumping out that left-handed jab.
There you go.
Horton
settle
advances in.
Keep that right hand tight.
What has Chenzi Zhu learned since the last time? We will find out. Here comes Horton.
Good.
Shot to the body, good. Shot to the chin. Good 1-2 there by Horton. Little head body, head body. Good there. Good crotch by Horton, but took a shot. Good job there by Zhu.
Nice.
Nice shot there by Horton. And 10 seconds already? Okay. A lightning fast first round. Was that inadvertent? Oh, okay. I did not realize the rounds were that quick. We head to the second. Here we go, second round about to begin. Julia Horton had that round score 10-9 for Horton. Wasn't the dominating performance we saw last time, though. Let's see what Julia brings out here in the second round. Only a minute-long rounds. That thing, if you blinked, you almost missed it. Good shots there. Zhu swinging wildly. Oh, nice shot there by Horton. Made her pay.
A bit.
And I gotta hand it to Zoo, though. She's hanging in there nicely this time around.
Nice. Come on.
And Julia. Julia has to double that right hand. You can hear Alex Cooper call in the background. He's 100% right. She needs to double it up and pour it on. There it is. Beautiful shot there by Julia. Another one. Has to put her in the corner and make her do damage right now. All
right.
Referee stops him. Bit of a push there on Horn, I guess. Okay, back at it. Zoo, a little bit of a shot there. Gets caught again. Nice shot by Julia Horton. Hard to believe this is only her second fight. She looks great. Horton again comes at her. Nice charging in. These rounds are much too quick. Here's Julia again. Another nice shot by Julia, and she's putting a pounding on her now. And we'll go to the bell. Nice shot there to end it. Two rounds to zero.
The battle in the
and you hear Paul Scheel in the background. That is Battle in the Ballroom, one of the fun nights. And Rocket Fizz Candy, one of your sponsors tonight, talking about fun. You gotta have a sweet tooth. Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat. Putty together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B, in the heart of the Fish Street Cafe Arcade. Me and my wife Emily will stop there next week as well. Frankie's Italian Cuisine, looking for a place to enjoy the Polk San Mill. Love Italian food. Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered. Meatball the Lasagna. Visit of the night, 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted. Again, Julia Horton looking to go to a perfect 2-0 against Zoo in the last 2.5 months. I had it scored that round to Horton, up 2-0, but again, I'm very, very unofficial on my scorecard. Third round begins. Nice shot there by Horton.
Nice job. Way to step to her. Beautiful, Julia.
Julia doing a great job pumping that jab as she comes. Beautiful form there by Horton. Great job by Julia Horton right now. She does a perfect job of pumping the jab as she comes forward while protecting. I'll say it again, guys. It's hard to believe this is only her second fight. She does a phenomenal job. When Julia Horton comes forward, she's pumping that jab the entire time and crouching. And we saw this the last time they fought, and here we go again. With the headgear coming undone. And we saw a little of this before the fight as well, which kind of angers me, because you should have your equipment 100% ready to go 10 minutes before a fight starts. Here we go. That's the kind of stuff, I don't know. All right, so Julia Horton dominating this fight, and now there's something wrong with her gear, allegedly. Let's see, is it a ponytail? And we got the red corner all over this. Maybe some hair might have slipped out of there. And you got to be careful because you don't want the hair to get in someone's eyes, I guess. You know, they said Brian Gideon used to have the same thing, and then he switched to cornrows. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen. All right, so we're back here in the third round. Horton has dominated. And if Zoo's going to pull off a miracle, she's going to need to do it quick. Man, that jab of Horton. It's a thing of beauty. Good side shot there by Zoo. I got to give it to her. Zoo works the body nicely. I have to say it.
Bring your space, Julia.
Nice shot there. Nice shot there.
Space.
Julia keeping the space.
Nice job.
She comes straight forward. You notice she puts, I want to say, her left knee out, pumps the jab, and then brings the right across. Beautiful job by Horton. Nice shot.
Yeah, nice
has
job.
Totally outclassed Zoo again tonight.
Yeah,
and there
job.
We go. That is a picture-perfect fight by Horton. On the Keon Sports Media Group, we haven't scored 3-0, but again, guys, that's extremely unofficial. Beautiful job there by Julia Horton. And she will go to Nationals amateur. And it is now 48 past the hour. Intermission coming up here. All right, guys, so this is it. So ninth fight of the night went the way of Horton, we believe. There will be an intermission. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fights left. Long night. Long night. Usually we'd cut the break at this point in time before the announcement, but I like this Journey song. So we're going to tough it out. And during the intermission, we're going to try to get a word with Julia. She'll probably be swamped by people with pictures and everything else, but we're going to try to edge in there. And a good job now. A city boy from South Detroit. Danny Kaye on the scene. Last call, Danny. All right, Julia Horton. Let's see where we go. Up to Fish and Mission himself.
Boxing fans, after three action pack rounds, your winner, and now a 119-pound novice division Golden Glove champ, fights out of the red.
That's a no-brainer. So Julia Horton wins it 3-0. Looking good doing it, too. This kid has a future. Time for a break. All right, guys, we are here. You recognize the name Julia Horton. She was our most downloaded, part of our most downloaded podcast of all time. One that went viral. So definitely cool. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How'd it feel in there?
Good. It felt good. Definitely, we like fixed a lot because we was fighting against her again.
Right.
So we thought, like, how could she beat me? And we went off of that and fixed those things and just came in with a better game plan and fixed what we did, what we missed last time. So.
And she looked tougher this time. I mean, I'll be honest, like, I thought you were going to roll through her in a round. So, definitely, she looked like, you know, she had learned from her mistakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, for you, though, there's always that delay. It never fails. The last time you fought her, there was a little bit of delay this time. Does that throw you off at all? When they, you know, does that last-second equipment change or she's not there, anything crazy like that?
No, I just kind of focus on myself. That's nothing I can control. So, just staying ready, listening to my coaches, getting last-minute tips, and just staying focused in my own head and not paying attention to the outside stuff. So,
awesome.
No, not really.
Very cool. And Max, if I can talk to you for a second here.
Sir, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So, as you guys remember, at Ed King's Friday Night Fights, Max was definitely one of our performers of the night. We gave him that award. Sorry, no money for that award. just respect. But for you, as the boyfriend in this situation, is it tough to watch?
No, I'm confident in her. I see she puts a lot of hard work in, a lot of hours. You know, it's nothing none of us don't do. So it's just fun to watch her get in there and work hard, put on a show, have fun doing it. So
now, will you give her, you know, pointers and advice?
Yeah, here and there. I kind of let Steve Tracek and Alex Cooper do that. Brian Gideon, you know, they're all very smart. I kind of let them take control. But if there's something little I see, I'll point it out to her.
So question for both of you guys. You're going out to dinner. Who's picking?
Usually he'll pick three options and then I pick one because we can't decide, so that's the best way.
Yeah, we spend more time arguing about it than we actually do eating, so.
Welcome. Wait till you're married 20 years. It doesn't change. That's really cool, and this is really cool to see you guys, you know, two young kids doing this type of thing. You know, it's an inspiration because not a lot of people are doing this nowadays. You know, MMA is so popular. Obviously, I could see you doing that eventually. But, you know, boxing isn't nearly as popular as it used to be. So, you know, I talked with you a lot in the podcast. So, Max, let me ask you, what got you into boxing?
Honestly, I've never really been a boxer. I've done jiu-jitsu my whole life, thanks to my dad. Had more of a traditional style background. Then I moved to strong style MMA, and we saw that was a big, like, flaw that we needed to work on and correct. So, Alex Cooper, Steve Tracek, they kind of put me in there, started working on it. And that's what got me in the boxing.
What's next for Julia Horton?
I think I'm going to do some jiu-jitsu tournaments, and then hopefully I'll get in the cage this summer. So
awesome. Did you head down to the Arnold? I didn't see.
Yes, I was down there. I didn't roll or anything, but I was down there just walking around. So
very cool. And I know I asked you this the last time, but so you guys, I mean, you go to school, you obviously train a lot. What do you do in your free time? Like, what's a good time for you guys?
I don't know what free time is. I work full-time, train full-time. The only time I have is a couple hours at night here or there, and I usually sleep. So.
Yeah. Again, as a father of two, and I work two full-time jobs, I know the feeling. I can't remember the last time I was bored. It took me being, like, deathly ill to get a day off. So I definitely hear you. But, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you fight again.
Thank you.
Please stay in touch,
yes.
As this is definitely, you know, you guys, I want to follow both your careers and stuff. So, before we let you go, anything you want to say to any of your fans listening?
Thank you all for the support, and special thank you to Steve, Marcus, and Alex for all the work and everything, and Brian. So, thank you.
All right. Now, you didn't get punched a lot, so your brain should all be there right now.
Yes,
you want to rattle off a few of your sponsors?
I don't have any, so.
What? Guys, sponsor her. Are you kidding me? Okay, listen. If my shitty podcast could get 34 sponsors, this girl should have, like, 50. How do people get hold of you?
got him. Oh, how are they going to hold me?
Yes.
Through social media, my Facebook, Julia Horton, my Instagram, Julia Horton 5, and yeah, so that's it.
Julia Horton 5, and I don't have it. Someone tells me that if I ever got it, I wouldn't be married. So listen, listen, Julia, what is it again?
Julia Horton 5.
Julia Horton 5. Guys, come on. If you're going to give me money, give it to her. All right, that being said, we're going to get back to the fights. And we're back after a 55-minute rain delay. No, we're just joking. Nearly 55 minutes of the Hall of Famers in the ring. Holy crololi. All right, so Mullins Construction. Now, it doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor. Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else. Visit them today, www.braytons.com/Mullins/_construction. Also, the soccer shots, my daughter Maggie, on the pitch this morning with new teammate Carter. The grass will begin green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor soccer action. Sign up your soccer shots today, an excellent program to teach your child about exercise and hard work. They are the soccer shots. And here we go. Next fight brought to you by the Workout Factory. If you're looking to work off those post-holiday pounds, have a busy schedule, and need a place to go, check out the Workout Factory. They're always open, 5508 Ridge Road. This fight is Alicia Link out of Strong Style in the red corner, and the blue corner, Kayla Kennedy. So again, out of Revolution Fight and Fitness, Kennedy in the blue, Link in the red. Kennedy charging forward.
Nice.
Both women throwing some shots here.
Nice.
Not a lot to call. Good job there by Link with the jab.
Stop bringing that uppercut after the double jab.
Good double jab right now by Link. It looks like a left. She looks like a southpaw from what I can tell. Link.
Uppercut.
Oh, got caught with one. Did Link. Good shot there by Kennedy.
Nice.
Kayla Kennedy with a nice hook.
Come on.
Link doing a good job with that jab. Got caught one there though. Kennedy charging forward, and the first round is up for grabs. I'll tell you that. Way too close to call. One round of the books. Brought to you by the Workout. Oh, we just read that one. Oh, Lee Connolly. She's awesome. She gets two reads. Why not? Check out the Workout Factory, guys. 5508 Ridge Road. Also, my main man, Steve Wabot of MDG Flooring. If you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, then look no further than MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today, 330-725-5252, or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. And the second round about to begin. The break between rounds is actually longer than a round, it feels like. Okay, Kennedy in the blue, Link in the red on a strong style and immediate stoppage. Yeah, blue, I see Ellis over there in the corner.
Deep breath, deep breath.
Let's see what they say here. Out of Revolution Fight and Fitness. Okay. Here we go. Kennedy in the blue, Link in the red. And fight fans, I'm not taking these out. It was just too close to call that first round. It really was. Good job that jab by Link. She does a good job working that double jab, but then doesn't really follow it up like she said. She did that time, though. Again, she's working that double jab nicely. Kennedy, a good cross there. Again, this is interesting fight. Interesting fight right now. Okay, good job. Oh, nice job there by Kennedy. Good hook. Kennedy pouring it on now. Link needs to do something quickly or she's going to lose this round.
Nice.
Charging forward. Good double jab there again. Nice. Good hook by Link.
Nice.
Another good hook by Link. And we go to the bell. All right, third round set to get underway. Kennedy in the blue, Link in the red. And this has been a tough fight to call. Okay, third round begins. Link, again, working that double jab. Needs to really follow it up, and she does a good job putting it out there. Kennedy, not much to offer. Good job there by Link. Ooh, nice right cross. Just a, well, I'll call it cross there by Kennedy. Link doing a good job with their footwork, sliding back but not backpedaling. Good job there by Link. Brian getting called for the uppercut. She's going to need a double jab and set it up with something.
Sit on the right hand.
And there it is again. She needs to uncork that right hand. There it is. Finally lands it. Lands it again. Lands it again. She needs to do it again. Double jab cross right now. Some wild shots. And Link came back to take this third round, I firmly believe. She worked that double jab perfectly. We go to the judges' scorecard. All right, we go to the judges' scorecards. Usually I'll watch a fight three rounds, and I'll be able to tell you who won or lost. I had no clue. I want to say Link. I'll say Link took the first and the third, not the second. But here's the thing, guys. When it comes to anything with a judge's scorecard, you want to win definitively. And I don't know if she did. So let's see what they say. Say out of the red corner, Link. There it is. And there you go. A toss-up goes the way of Link. And that one was too close to call. But again, I'd say the first and the third went to Link in that red corner. A good thing there on a Kennedy. But again, guys, I'm not a judge. That, to me, toss-up. You could very easily, in a fight like that, make a case for Kayla Kennedy as well. You know, just one of those things, I guess. So, all right. So it's going to go Link's way. And see, again, with amateur fights only going three rounds, you know, very easily they could have came back for a fourth. Might have went the other way. Close one, no doubt. And we go to the next fight. Strong style will kind of stay put here as it is Hazma Abad-Rabu versus Anthony Rodegiri. Here we go. Another strong style fighter. This is Hazma Abad-Rabu versus Anthony Rodegiri. And yeah. Okay, so we're just going to call him Hazma.
Nice.
It's for the 165 sub novice. Good job there by Hazma. Holy smokes.
And that hard shot. Sit on that left hand going backward.
Protecting an avalanche there by Rodegiri. Rodegiri landed one. Good shot there by Anthony. Another good shot by Anthony. He's got the height advantages. Man, it's pretty ripped too. He's using it here. Good shot there. Another good shot there. Another good shot there. And a knockdown. Rodegiri, holy smokes.
Don't wait on the shot.
Anthony Rodegiri looking amazing early on, staring him down.
Don't wait.
Intimidation factor right now. And yeah, Hazma would be wise not to wait because he's, sweet lord. Here's Rodegiri again.
There you go.
Good defense there. Good shot by Hazma. Very good shot. Good body shot by Rodegiri. Go to the break. Yikes. All right, here we go. Second round underway. A 10-8 round there for Rodegiri on the knockdown. And Hazma is going to need something quick here. He's going to get caught again, and he just did. Rodegiri charging forward, looking for the knockout.
Now go, your turn.
Hazma might be in for a long night, guys.
Here
comes Rodegiri again out of the blue corner. Although, good shot there by Hazma. He's not waiting on him this time, which is smart. It's what he needs to do.
Catch him coming forward with the left hand.
If Hazma keeps his feet planted, he's going to get knocked out. He's doing a better, much better job this round.
Left hand when he steps forward, please.
Leaning forward that left. Rodegiri, good shot there.
Again.
Anthony Rodegiri almost looking like he's going to tee off at any second. He's got a height advantage and good footwork out of Rodegiri, too.
Come on. Get that left hand going. Let's go.
That was a quick round.
Let's go.
All right. He might be able to steal this round. Rodegiri, maybe not. Here we go. Shots. And much better round. Much better round for Hazma. We go to the third. Okay, third round. Here we go. And that's a problem. Okay, so now it's quiet. You can hear a mouse fart. Before it was not. Okay, third round starts. Much better job of Hazma in that second round. Rodegiri catches him here, coming off though. But this is what Hosmer needs to do. Oh, Lord. He got caught again. He needs to push the action if he's going to come back. He did a better job of that in the second round. Real scary, though. You know, you saw a lot of them that first round, but last round, a lot of wild swinging.
Let's go. We got to go.
This one could end in a draw. You never know. Hosmer doing a good job here. Hosmer lands one. He's teeing off. Another one. Hosmer looking good here. Can't, at the same time, though, doesn't want to get caught. Rolf Geary lands some bombs in the first round. Hasn't done much since. Oh, gets caught again. Hosmer landed that one flush. Another one flush. Another one. Good cross there. Oh, and these rounds are the quickest. I don't understand why this round's so quick. Anyways, here comes Hosmer. Shot to the body. Okay. Interesting how this is going to land. I got to be honest with you, folks. If a knockdown's 10-8, everything else is 10-9. My scorecard, this might shock some people. Obviously, the first round I headed Tony Rothgeary, 10-8. Second two rounds, 10-9 for Hosmer. Now, I don't know in the Golden Gloves if you could have a draw. So that'll be interesting. Now to Fish and Mission. Paul Schill with the decision. That's sort of interesting.
Are there 10-8 rounds? What's up? Can a round be scored 10-8?
Bucking Bailey after three rounds. Your winner. And now, 165-pound Sub and Novice Division.
You looked a lot better that second round.
Champion fights out of the blue corner, Anthony Rothgeary.
All right. Well-earned, deserved victory there for Tony Rothgeary. That kid came out like a beast in that first round. Although, I got to say something for Hosmer Ahmad Abadrabu. He improved as that fight went on. He listened to his corner. He did the things, especially in the third round, that he needed to do. But just not enough. So, this is why we are here, fans. Nicholas Duguinier. It's not Duguinier. It's not Duguinier. My man. Nicholas Duguinier. This kid is 7-0. He's fighting against a beast. Also at 7-0. Till Mathis. Alright guys. This fight is 12 of 16. But if you ask me, this is the main event of the evening. You have two of the best fighters in Ohio at the amateur ranks, 165. Buckle in for this one. Both of these men are incredible at what they do. Nicholas Duguinier saying a last second prayer.
Already, one boxing fan.
This one has got him to the dance. Girlfriend in attendance. Family in attendance. A lot to be decided right now. Up to ringside, Paul Schill.
He represents Blue Steel Boxing Club. Boxing fans, welcome. Teal.
Oh, gee, this kid's a tank.
He's got me!
Nick is going to have his hands full tonight. Here we go.
Nick Duguinier!
Nicholas Duguinier! Center of the ring. And Till Mathis not giving an inch here, guys. This is the fight of the night. I'm telling you right now. Buckle in and get ready. Buckle in and get ready. Here we go. Duguinier.
Out in the middle.
Mathis. Duguinier in the blue. Mathis in the red. Buckle in. Lace in. Here we go. Mathis. Good combination there.
Up the middle when he go down there.
Look at Duguinier. Pump that jab. Nice shot there by Duguinier.
Take your time.
You know he likes to go. Oh, beautiful shot there again. He likes to go off that back rope. This Nick. Tricky Nicky throwing those shots. Till Mathis got caught with one there. Here comes Nick. He's got to be careful with that crouch. Nick. Oh, and down he goes. Nicholas Duguinier puts Mathis on the canvas for the first time in his career. Here we go. Was not expecting that. Nick needs to catch his breath. He needs to catch his breath right now. Here we go. Good crouch. Great crouch by Duguinier! He's coming to the body hard. Uppercut. Hook. Uppercut. Body shot.
Come out.
Do it here. Pouring it on. Off the top of the temple. Do it here. Do it here. Another shot. And a standing eight. Holy crap.
Keep your hands up.
Mathis keeps coming at him.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Mathis coming at him.
A lot to be proud about.
Referee needs to stop it if this continues. Duganair charging in.
Knee off,
catches him again. Uppercut, body shot, uppercut. That's it. That's it. It's all over. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Till Mathis is an incredible, incredible fighter. Till Mathis has nothing to be ashamed of. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've never seen a performance like that in my life. Till Mathis has nothing to be ashamed of. That kid fought his ass off. Came right at him. Let me tell you something, fans. These two fighters both have a bright future. Both of these fighters have a bright future. They both looked excellent tonight. In a matchup of bangers of this sort, you're going to get results like that. It happens. Till Mathis, nothing to hang his head low about, but rest assured, Nicholas Duganair has a long future in the sport of boxing. This kid showed you what he was made of tonight, didn't back down, and just kept coming at him. An incredible fight. I called this to be fight of the night. I was shocked when it was in the main event, but when you go by the weight classes, you go with what you go by. Nicholas Duganair showing everybody tonight his medal, what this kid is made of. A phenomenal night. The 165-pound Goddard Kincaid champion, Duganair, in one of the best matches I've ever seen at the amateur level. We're going to go to Paul Schill for the official reading.
Action in the 165. Now, did you enjoy that fight?
Unreal.
Outstanding boxing between these two athletes. Fight fans, the referee stops the contest in the very first round. You win. And now, a 165-pound novice division Golden Glove champion.
Nick Duganair. Remember that name. It isn't Duganair. It isn't Duganair. It is Nicholas Duganair. Wow. Great job, Tricky Niggy. All right. Okay, I'm with my main man here, someone I'm honored to call a friend.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable fight tonight. First things first, the kid came charging at you like a bull. You were ready.
Yes.
The second he had your back against the rope 4 seconds in, I said, that's great. That's how Nick likes it. What was going through your mind when he came right at you? You knew exactly what to do.
I thought he was going to come out, be a little hesitant, and I felt his power. I was like, all right, it's time to go down. So I was like, it's either me or him. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going out swinging. So I just saw that he was coming over the top a little wild, and he just fell right into what I wanted to do.
You have an impressive thing. I've seen you fight countless times. I love your crouch. You crouch perfectly, and then you come up with your strikes. They don't see it coming. How did you develop that skill?
Just my trainers working with me. And when you work in so many different styles, either you choose to be a one-dimensional fighter or three or four dimensions, and I just don't let one thing hold me down. And if I see something when I crouch down and I come up, I can change the fight whatever I want to do. That's just it was there for the opening, and I went for it.
When that bell rings, it doesn't matter what your record is, what his record is. All that matters is the guy standing in front of you, correct?
Yes, sir. You're going into that fight is that every fight's a championship. So I don't care if he was 100-0, 7-0, whatever it was. I'm going to go into it like it's my first fight every time.
How hard did he hit?
He hit pretty hard. That's why I was like, all right, time to load up. I got to get this boy off me.
I've been watching your career now for 2 years. That's the most impressive I've ever seen you fight.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, thanks to you, we talked a little bit before when I was getting my hands wrapped, and you mentioned that I was going to have my best fight tonight, and I ended up having my best fight tonight.
I had a feeling, man. I just had this weird feeling I couldn't shake. Congratulations. After that first knockdown, what was going through your mind?
Did you go for the kill? He was mine. I didn't want to get out of that round. I did not want round two to happen. I wanted to finish him, and I wanted to hurt him. That's the only thing I thought of. As soon as he went down, I knew it was in the bag. I knew, and he came back at me fighting. So he was no chump. He wanted to come back at me. but I was already ready to finish.
That second knockdown, it looked like they were going to call it. They let it restart. Were you surprised they let it go for, you know, a third knockdown?
Championship fight, and you know what? He was tough. He got back up, and he kept coming. So I'm glad they let it come. He let him come at me a little bit more so I could show you guys a little bit more in that round.
Now, I got to ask you, you got your beautiful girlfriend standing there,
yeah,
taping it for you. Your mom's in the crowd for only the second time.
I know.
The girlfriend, the mom, how much inspiration does that help?
Oh, they support me so much. My mom just started coming to the fights last week and this week, so she got to see two good ones. And my girlfriend, she's so supportive, and so is all my friends and family. So it's my best friend's birthday today, too, so he's ready for a picture.
There we go.
So it's just been, it was just a great night for me, and I was just so happy I could put a show on for all you guys.
Absolutely, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thanks.
And away we go, a rematch of Ed King's Friday Night Fight 17. As you recall, it was Gerald Sman winning that night convincingly over Cody Renzelli, and Cody's out there again tonight looking for revenge. Cody in the blue. Yes, okay. Cody in the blue. And Gerald Sman in the red. All right. Tough angle right now, refereeing the way.
Keep the
now
distance we can see it. Now. There you go.
Gerald Sman getting hit. Renzelli looks much better than he did last time out. Cody bringing it to him this time, but a great jab, great reach by Spahn. He really knows how to distance himself perfectly and set up those shots. Another good body shot there by Spahn. Making Renzelli miss. Renzelli landed that one, though. Both fighters look good right now. Spahn, good body shot. We talked about this being one of the best fights of the night. It's looking good early. Nice shot there. Good uppercut by Spahn. Another good uppercut by Spahn.
Step to our right after that.
Body shot by Spahn. Hook kind of by Spahn. Straight jab misses. Renzelli needs to answer these. There he goes.
Shoot the jab in his upper chest.
Cody's got to let those hands go right now or he might be in trouble. There he goes. He might have heard me. Good shot there. Another good shot there. Here comes Spahn.
Nice.
Landed a haymaker. Good body shot. Spahn needs to listen to this corner. Straighten those out to get your damage. Good uppercut attempt there.
Nice.
I believe that was the 10-second mark. Really couldn't tell. Let's see. And Spahn, overhand right, misses. Kind of lunged. And this will be a tight call as we're going to go to the judges after the first round. Good combination there. Renzelli, a lot more active than he was at Ed King's. I'll say that. He's going to need it. Gerald Spahn's not a walkthrough by any stretch. And nice body shot there, but a good... I'll tell you what, Cody Renzelli went to work after that first fight. Much better effort out of Renzelli right now. It's going to be interesting. All right, second round begins. That first one too close to call. Spahn lands a good shot. Good answer by Renzelli. Good answer by Spahn. Back and forth we go. Again, Spahn in the blue, Renzelli in the red. A rematch, Friday night fights. And Cody Renzelli definitely looks a lot better than he did last time around, but still taking some vicious shots. Gerald Spahn needs to let loose. Good body shot there by Spahn. Nice hook.
Straight.
Knees a little sloppy though. Undercut in. Good shot there by Renzelli. Good uppercut by Spahn. These guys are going toe to toe.
Keep your space.
Good shot there by Spahn. Good shot by Renzelli. When Gerald Spahn goes straight, he lands firm. He needs to keep that jab straight because he's landing it. He cannot get sloppy right now.
Don't fall on it.
There's Spahn again, landing those shots. Again, Gerald Spahn pressing forward, starting to win this round. Good reverse there by Renzelli. Nice shot there by Spahn. But he needs to straighten that out. Another good hook. Good uppercut. Good 1-2 combination by Renzelli. Referee in the way. Tough to see. There we go. Bear with us, folks. All right.
Straight punches now.
Spahn looking good here. Needs to clean it up a little bit. He's looking a little sloppy since last time, but still winning this fight convincingly. Just needs to hit those a little bit more on the button. Good body shots by Renzelli. Good retaliation by Spahn. And good, I mean, Renzelli coming forward here. Renzelli looking 10 times better than he did last time out. Might be able to steal this round. Good shot there. Spahn scoring at will right now, though. Good body shot there. We're going to go to round three here in a second. Good fight. All right, third round underway. Gerald Spahn scoring. And again, I've said it numerous times already, a much improved Renzelli tonight. Definitely clear that he's improved. Way more aggressive this time around with Spahn, but Spahn's still doing great. Undercut by Spahn. Good combination by Renzelli. Cody Renzelli coming at him. Neither fighter giving an inch. Good hook there by Spahn. Another good cross by Spahn. Gerald Spahn looking like the Gerald Spahn of old right now. There he goes. Good jab there. Still a little sloppy. Good body shot by Renzelli. Gerald leaving himself open. This is not his best fight right now.
Give yourself space, Gerald.
Not nearly as convincing as it was last time. Good body shot there by Spahn. Another one. Another one. Renzelli felt that. Good retaliation by Renzelli. Good hook by Renzelli. Oh, phenomenal straight by Spahn. Good straight cross by Spahn. But he gets caught again. Bit of a hook. Good body shots. Renzelli scoring points to the body. You want to take this out of the hands of the judges right now. Gerald Spahn needs to finish convincingly here. Needs to put on a performance. Hits it hard. Oh, that one missed. Could have did damage. Hit shoulder. Good body shot by Renzelli. These guys' arms got to be getting tired at this point. It's been nonstop for three rounds. Neither man has given an inch. Nice shot there by Spahn. Another nice shot by Spahn. Renzelli smiles at him.
One more, Gerald.
Oh. Well, that's why you wear headgear. There you go. Oh, Renzelli's got to go right now. 10 seconds for Renzelli to go. Spahn, good movement by Spahn. Good crouch by Renzelli. Good. Oh! Woo! Holy smokes. Excellent finish by Spahn. The best shot of the night with 2 seconds to go. This one will go to the judges' scorecards. We're going to go out to Paul Schill for the decision. These two guys, they did great. Neither one of them gave an inch. Renzelli, if he loses on points, has nothing to be ashamed of. Very much improved effort. Let's see where this goes.
78-pound novice division Golden Glove champion, Vitality, Brett Parker, Gerald Spahn.
It was close, but Gerald Spahn takes it. Might have been 2-1-3-0. But again, Cody Renzelli, man, much improved. Looked good tonight. If he gets a little bit better every time out, this young man is going to go far, I assure you. Gerald Spahn moves to 4-0 as an AMI. Excellent work out of Spahn. So, here we are with Gerald Spahn. So, he was, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
He was a little bit tougher this time around. Gave you a little bit more of a fight. Yep. You won all three rounds cleanly. Were you expecting him to, like, be a little bit more improved since last time, or just...
I knew he was going to make adjustments. I'm not sure the quality of, you know, either the coaching or the training partners he has. But I knew adjustments were going to be made, and I was ready to change my game from the first time at any time.
So what did you learn in the last month of training? Like, anything new, or was this kind of perfecting what you already had, in the tank?
Well, I always pick 1 to 3 things to add to my game, and it really comes based on how basic it is. I don't want to give myself too much at one time, so... I'd say this time around, I really worked on my balance and weight distribution. I've only been boxing for a year, and
oh, wow.
I wrestled most of my life, so my weight tends to go forward a lot, being a wrestler.
Right.
So a lot of what I've been working is getting those punches, especially a 2, and then getting my weight back and being able to move.
Right. You know, the one thing you started to do late in that fight, which worked, was you were getting a little more straight with your connections. I mean, I said that, calling the fight, too. There were sometimes I hate to use the word sloppy because it's not easy to do what you do.
Yeah.
I would never insult it in a million years.
Absolutely.
But it's not easy to get it completely straight. You seemed to land that in the third round numerous times, especially towards the end with about 4 seconds left. You landed a vicious shot. You know what I mean? So does it take some time to find those right angles to get straight shots, or is it just something that happens when it happens?
It took some time, and I went into the third round with a little bit of a different mindset. Knowing how boxing scored and how you want a fight, I thought, I've thrown a lot of hard punches this fight. Let's lighten them up a little bit and just see what comes to me. In lightening the punches, they became straighter, not so much, rage behind them. So they were able to fly, where I wanted them to.
Good deal. We'll have to have you on the podcast soon. Have you give your own episode.
Absolutely, man. You let me know and I'll be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
So I'm actually going to take a week off. I fought Cody about a month or so ago.
Yep.
And then I went straight, I think the next weekend, went to the Arnold, grappled 12 matches in a row, took a couple gold medals there.
Congratulations.
And then immediately hopped right back into this. So I'm going to take some time off, like about a week, and then I'm going to look to fight MMA in June.
Really?
So, yep.
Any promotion of mine?
BCM.
Oh, really?
BCM Promotions has done a lot for me in my short time here. Filled with great people looking to do great things. And they're, for as new as they are, an extremely legitimate and great promotion.
Awesome, man. Well, we look forward to covering you in whatever you do.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk real soon.
Hey, man, if you need me to do anything on your end, you let me know. I'm your man.
Will do.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're underway with the final fight of the night. Rockgill Brown out of Common Ground, BC versus Tafiq Ali out of Strong Style. And we have Brown in the red and Ali in the blue. And my voice is starting to go. Last match of the night. It's been a wild one tonight. These are 201-pounder novices. So there's going to be some power behind those punches. Might not be as many punches as we've seen. Good job there by Rockgill Brown working that jab to start it off. Pulling out that left hand. Might be a southpaw, but he's got the right hand cocked, though. There's that right hand.
That's so strong.
Good footwork there by Ali. Backing up without tripping over himself. Much slower than earlier fights we've seen. Both guys looking for an angle. Rockgill Brown pumping out that jab good, though. There's a good combination by Brown. He's going to need more of those. Good body shot there by Lee. Both guys kind of
right.
Ali leaving himself wide open for some punishment there with his hands down. Both guys got to keep their hands up if they're going to be doing that. Ali might have felt that one. Some wild throws. Caught one. Good job by Ali. Rockgill Brown was working that jab earlier in the round. Needs to get back to it. Needs to get much more active right now. Good jab there. Needs to go 1-2, 1-2. Just kind of peppering that one and stopping. To his credit, though, Ali really isn't doing anything to make him pay for it. There's a nice shot. Good shot there by Ali. Rockhill Brown needs to get on his horse right now. Take this round over and dominate it at this point.
Step forward.
10 seconds. Both guys got to go right now. Nice shot there by Brown. Ali leaving himself open. And... oh, a late shot, but you know what? Not on purpose. Okay, end of the round. All right, second round about to get underway here. Rockgill Brown, Common Ground BC out of the red corner. And in the blue corner, Tafiq Ali. Get that. Whoa, nice jabs. Coming out, Ali. Peppering him. Both guys much more active to start. You got to break that. Both guys much more active to start this second round here. Rockhill Brown has that jab anytime he wants it. He needs to go 1-2 on that. And Ali kind of shaking that fist.
Off the ropes.
And throwing it out there.
Jab.
And again, thank you, fans. If you've liked what you heard tonight, let us know. It is Keon Sports Media Group.
2-3.
Again, the website, keonsports.com.
2-3.
Email us to be a sponsor, coachvin14@yahoo.com. We have high school football coming up. As you know, we do a ton of boxing as well. But high school football is going to be enormous. You don't want to miss that. Trust me. Again, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. We'll get your 30-second commercial on the broadcast, much like you heard throughout the night. Back to action here. Rockhill Brown trying to shoot that two. Not really doing it yet. Tafiq Ali might be able to make him pay. Might be able to stick this round out. Tough fight to call. 201s, you're not going to get a ton of action, but you figure more than this. Good job there by Ali. Pressing forward. Tafiq Ali might get this round.
Right back to it, Rock.
This is novice. So this round's going to end up quick here. Good fake there by Brown.
Keep it real.
Rockgill Brown, good job there with the fake and then landing the shot. Good body shots there by Ali. I would not want to be a judge calling this one. This is right up in the air. Good right straight by another good right straight by Brown.
1-2.
Tafiq Ali did a lot in this round, though. It's going to be very interesting. I'm not going to call it. I couldn't. Way too close for me to call. Way too close. Third round awaits. Okay, third round await. Both guys need to get it going right now. They've both shown flat. Oh, nice shot!
Come forward.
Rock Hill Brown, sweet lord. Landed a beautiful shot. If he can do that again, watch out. Nana landed another one. Got to let go of that headlock, though. Referee needs to break, and he does. Didn't exactly get in there to do it. All right. Rock Hill Brown, a ferocious shot to begin the third round. Great chin shown by Elias. He's ate a couple. Another one by Rock Hill Brown. It's the best he's looked in three rounds. He's to keep going right now. Rock Hill Brown looking good. Can't be doing that headlock, though, and he's not doing it on purpose. Got a stick right. Good. Good shot there by Brown. Rock Hill Brown. Another good shot. A lot of wild swinging, though.
Calm down.
We are going to go to the cards a little bit. A good night of fights. Rock Hill Brown trying to sneak away with this one here. Tafiq Ali might need a knockout. I don't think he's going to get it. 201, Rock Hill Brown.
Come forward.
Common ground BC. The red glove. Lunge there. Good shot. Good shot there by Brown. He's got to work on that lunging, but when he lands firm. Good uppercut by Tafiq Ali. Another good uppercut by Ali, but it's sloppy. Good job by Brown to step back and clear himself from that tussle. Listening to his corner perfectly. Good advice out of the Brown corner. Nice shot by Brown. Tafiq Ali, though, wraps him up here. And, guys, thanks again for listening. Keon Sports Media Group again. Keon Sports Media Group. CoachFan14 at Yahoo.com to be a sponsor. If you love the podcast, if you hate the podcast, if you used to work with me and you don't understand why we don't talk anymore, hey, Lord knows. All right, CoachFan14 at Yahoo.com. Let's go to the cards. And we want to thank everybody listening tonight. Again, if you want to be a sponsor, it's CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Let me put it to you this way, guys. We do 30-second commercial reads for our sponsors. All right? Been around since December. It's April. Less than 5 months. All right? 35 sponsors. Now, you think 35 sponsors? I mean, come on. Like, if you own any kind of small business, I mean, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, right? So, here we go. We're going to throw it to the cards. It is called Nick Duganier, my main man, to the ringside area. That leads me to think that he just got Fighter of the Tournament. If not, I'd be shocked. Had to watch my language there. I'd be shocked. So, we're going to go to the cards, and then it looks like Nick has got Fighter of the Tournament. You would think. Watch what they call the ringside. My main man, Tricky Nicky. Let's see. Let's get to the finish of this fight first. No disrespect to these fighters. My apology. But, all right. So, Tafiq Ali, Rock Hill Brown. I want to say Brown won it. But, again, I'm not a judge. So, let's see what goes on here. But, again, guys, seriously, 35 sponsors. Obviously, it's a good deal. Check us out. CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com.
Boxing fan, in the 3-action background, your winner. And now, a 201-pound novice division Golden Glove fighter, Fight Academy, Red Corner.
And there it is, Rock Hill Brown with the decision win. That will do it. That wraps it up, Night at the Fights. Congratulations to all the winners, and congratulations to Nick Duganier, as he is your Boxer of the Tournament.
Your winner in the Open Division,